Democrats winning 90% congressional districts with large foreign-born populations. By John Binder on February 7, 2019. Mass legal immigration is driving Democrats towards full electoral dominance, with left-wing politicians winning nearly 90% of congressional districts with larger-than-average foreign-born populations, analysis finds. The Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein analyzed Census Bureau statistics for the 2018 midterm elections, finding that the country's admission of more than a million legal immigrants every year is set to hand over electoral dominance to House and Senate Democrats. Among Brownstein's findings is that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This concludes that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. After the 2018 result, Democrats now control more than 80% of the House seats in which minorities exceed their national share of the population, and nearly 90% of the seats with more immigrants than average, according to Census Bureau figures, Brownstein writes. Likewise, less than 1 in 10 House Republicans represent a congressional district that has a foreign-born population larger than 14%. It is not just congressional districts that are being driven towards Democrats through mass legal immigration. Entire states have been transformed, not only demographically, but electorally by the country's current legal immigration levels. For example, Brownstein finds that Republicans hold about 30 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the smallest foreign-born populations. Meanwhile, Democrats control 32 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the largest share of foreign-born residents. Brownstein expects Democrats to largely target the remaining Senate Republicans in states with large foreign-born populations in the 2020 elections. Several of the remaining Republican Senate seats in that grouping, including Colorado, Arizona, Georgia, and perhaps Texas, will be among the top Democratic targets next year, Brownstein writes. Even the New York Times admits that continued legal immigration at its current rate of importing more than 1.2 million residents a year will transform the U.S. towards electoral dominance for Democrats. This is most recently evident in Orange County, California, once a Republican stronghold, that has become entirely controlled by Democrats. The dominance of Democrats in Orange County has coincided with the county's booming foreign-born population. Screenshot via the New York Times. In a chart, the Axios research notes how districts like New York's 15th District region go strongly to Democrats, with a foreign-born population that is near almost 40%. Likewise, California's 34th District, which has a foreign-born population of 46.5%, is a Democrat stronghold. The chart's most revealing aspect is how congressional districts with a foreign-born population larger than 20% swing enormously for Democrats over Republicans. The research, though, does not explain why House districts with small foreign-born populations continue to be Democratic strongholds. Axios. The 2016 presidential election between then-candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton revealed a similar trend. For example, among native-born Americans, Trump slightly won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. Currently, the U.S. admits more than a million legal immigrants annually, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.